The unemployment numbers from the Labor Department this morning are so good it's almost shocking. The unemployment rate fell in November to 10%, a couple of tenths down from the previous month. Quite a surprise, and the economy lost hardly any jobs. Tamara Keith is following this story, and she joins us now to break down these numbers. She's in our studios live. Good morning once again.
Good morning.
The economy, according to these numbers, lost 11,000 jobs, which is a tiny fraction of what economists were expecting.
That's correct. And it's definitely a surprise in a good way. But basically, the way this works is that manufacturing and construction, they lost a lot of jobs. Hospitality and retail cut jobs. But then other sectors saw huge gains, actual hiring, which brought this number to 11,000. And also, the unemployment rate fell to 10%. And of course, most economists do believe that it will rise again as people start searching for work. And also, the number of people who have been long-term unemployed, so people who've been unemployed for more than 6 months,
right. Continues
to grow. That's sort of the downside in this number.
I suppose what's surprising here is that economists have been telling us that employers are getting ready to hire, that there are signs of people getting ready to hire, that work hours have been going up for the people who currently have jobs. But it's surprising to actually get to a situation where hiring is at least allegedly going on, according to these numbers.
Yes. And let me say one thing that might be affecting these numbers. It could be a little bit of a statistical anomaly. There is seasonal adjustment that happens at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And when they do these seasonal adjustments, they more heavily weight the most recent years. And last year, November had a huge spike in layoffs. And that could be making these numbers a little bit funky. An economist I spoke to said that he thinks the real number might be closer to 50,000 to 80,000. But even if the number of job losses is 50,000 instead of 11,000, that's still a major improvement from earlier this year when we were losing 500,000 jobs, or even a few months ago when we were losing 200,000 jobs.
So these are the big numbers here, but there are other numbers, of course. What are some of the indicators that stand out for you in this report?
Well, the big one that we were looking for was temporary employment. And it turns out that lots of temps were hired last month. I spoke with Nigel Galt, who's an economist at IHS Global Insight. He says that the addition of 52,000 temp jobs is definitely a positive sign.
It's a very big increase, and it's good news as a leading indicator, because the first thing that firms usually do when they need help, if they're not quite sure whether they want to hire permanent staff onto their payroll, they use more temps.
And since July, employers have added 117,000 temps. And actually, the average work week, that's another one that we look at, it's gotten a little bit longer. It was sort of stuck at 33 hours. Now it's up to 33.2, which is a sign that we are getting closer to even more hiring.
How is the Obama administration reacting to this news?
Well, they're not declaring victory. They are saying that it's a good sign that we are continuing to make needed progress. But White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs also said that 11,000 jobs lost is too many, and that we're likely to have bumps along the way.
Looking at a TV screen over your shoulder here, it's got the Dow Jones Industrial Average this morning up 120 points as we speak here.
That is correct. The markets are happy about this.
And that's something they're not always happy when unemployment goes down, because it could mean wages are going up, but they're happy for any good economic news at this point, I would imagine.
Yeah, with more than 7 million people unemployed, a little bit of good news is a little bit of good news.
Tamara, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Tamara Keith in her studios this morning. And again, the news: unemployment fell last month to 10%, an unexpected drop, and the number of jobs lost was very small, at least according to the official numbers.